Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Anita Breen and D.H. Clark of the Strauss Theater here in Monroe. And a big show coming up. Anita, Mamma Mia.
Yes, the show we've all been waiting for, Corey, Mamma Mia. Fun show, fantastic ABBA music, and a delightful cast.
Well, tell me a little bit about Mamma Mia. D.H. Clark is with us. Anita is the executive director. D.H., you're the musical director for this show, and I know you as a classical music guy, so this seems a little different for me for you.
Right, Corey. Well, I have to confess that ABBA is one of my passions, and when I heard that Strauss was doing it, I rushed up and volunteered to be the musical director with absolutely no regrets, even though it's been a very arduous task to put this together. It's quite a difficult show, believe it or not. Most people think they know this music by heart, but when you try to put it together as a musical, it's a little more challenging.
Talk to me about being the musical director for this. You're a church musician, a longtime church musician. So is it hard to make the transition from playing a big organ to jumping in and playing some ABBA songs?
Well, not particularly. In church music, we do a pretty wide variety of styles, and that includes occasionally doing shows, songs from Broadway shows within the concept of a church service, believe it or not, especially at our church at Northminster. And I have some theater experience in the past. This was a challenge that I really wanted to step up to, and a good thing for me to be doing in my retirement.
Anita, tell me a little bit about the play Mamma Mia. What's the play all about?
Well, it's about a lady and her daughter that live on an island in the Greek islands, and she operates a hotel, and her daughter's getting married, and once she has a dream of her father walking her down the aisle, but she doesn't know who her father is. Without her mother knowing it, she reads her diary, her mother's diary, and finds out the names of three men, all of whom could potentially be her father. So she, writing it as her mother, invites these three men to the wedding, but doesn't tell her mother about it.
Okay.
And then, as they say, mayhem results.
The play is based on, I guess it's not based on anything. It's made up around a bunch of ABBA music. Talk to me about, D.H., about how this play comes together with just a conglomeration of cool songs we enjoyed back in the 70s.
Right. It was a stroke of genius on the part of the producer who approached the composers of the ABBA music, Benny and Bjorn, with the prospect of putting together a musical that could be done on Broadway or in London and other theaters with using their music. At first, they were reluctant to accept that offer because they were afraid that it might not be successful and it would besmirch their name. But she said, give me a chance to show you what I can do. And she approached Katherine Johnson, playwright, who really wasn't that familiar with the music, but she said, give me the lyrics. She laid them out and weaved together the story that Anita just gave us a synopsis of. And every piece of music makes sense within the concept of the story. So it really is a very well put together show. And the end result is, I think, they've grossed billions of dollars off of this particular project. So it was a good decision on their part.
The show features a lot of music that a lot of us grew up listening to. Talk to me a little bit about what are some of your favorite songs that are in the musical?
Gosh, it's really hard to say. There's a variety of styles, believe it or not. ABBA didn't just have one style. They're of course, the disco-sounding music, such as Voulez-Vous and Dancing Queen and Mamma Mia, of course. But then there's also a number of ballads. There's even some that border on being country and western. And then there's a little jazz thrown in. So there's something like 27 songs. That was one of the reasons that the show is quite difficult to learn. When I approached the potential cast at auditions, I told them that, in my opinion, and others may disagree. The star of the show is the music. The leading character is the ensemble, because they actually have to learn every single piece of that music. The what we normally call the principals or the leads are there to sort of keep the story tight. And they're an incredible cast. I mean, they're professional quality actors playing the principal parts, and the ensemble is doing a terrific job.
This play is directed by someone that a lot of folks in North Louisiana will know. So, Anita, who's your director?
Our director is Sherry Skyro, who is professor and coordinator of theater at Louisiana Tech. We are extremely fortunate that she became interested and agreed to come do this show. She's got credits on Broadway in New York. She's got credits in London, has worked with Cameron McIntosh. And we're just very fortunate to have her.
You've also got a kind of a who's who of local actors and actresses, singers, performers. Tell me, who are some of the folks in the play?
Some of our long-term veterans. We've got Gail Frick in the role of Donna, Wendy Wilson, Mara O'Connor, Aubrey Skinner, Troy Wold is in the show, Jacob Branson, Scott Stone, Taylor Yakowinko, who has been on our stage several times recently. Taylor Michaels and Ben McQuillan and Marty French. Just a wonderful group of actors, and then a fantastic ensemble.
And DH, an all live band, that's what makes it all possible, right?
Absolutely. This show has to have the edge that is ABBA music, and I think anybody that knows ABBA knows what that consists of. Very sharp, crisp rhythms, precise tempos, a good even ensemble sound. And we are fortunate to have some of the finest musicians in town to play in the orchestra. Our first rehearsal went stunningly well, so we're
Mamma Mia opens with Patron Night on Thursday, April 25th, and continues with shows the 26th, 27th, and 28th, a Sunday matinee, and then back on the 3rd and 4th of May. And on the 4th, two shows, a matinee and an evening show that night. Tickets are $30. You can find out more at StraussTheaterCenter.com or StraussTC.com or by calling 323-6681.